Just one quick halakha on the laws of Shabbat. We know that anything that's done for medicinal purposes, the Hachamim put a gezerah on that on Shabbat. They were concerned that you might come to actually grind the medicine. Olden days, they used to grind the medicine. If you look at the symbol on a pharmacy, you see the mortar and the pestle. That was the apparatus that they used to use to make the medicine. Of course, doing that on Shabbat would be asur. So based on this, if somebody has chapped lips, or let's say somebody has cracked hands, you know, the skin is cracked and chafed. So Acham Ben Sion Alav Shalom writes in Or LeZion in Chedek Bet Perek Lamed He Se'iv Zayin that one would not be allowed to put oil on the lips or oil on the hands on Shabbat in order to make them feel better, because clearly he's doing that for medicinal purposes. And today people don't put oil on their bodies, just stam. So therefore it's clear that he's doing it for medicinal purposes. So there would be a problem with that. Certainly one would not allow to put creams that is causing them to smoothen out on his hand. That would be a problem, even if his hands weren't chapped, because that's a problem of memareyah. But we're talking about of a liquid oil where there's no other problem but the problem of medicine. Menuhatava says the same thing. Therefore, one has to be careful. Although Acham Avadya Alav Shalom allowed to put baby oil on a baby on Shabbat, and he said that's the way they clean them. That's not really a refuah. That's just a normal way of cleaning a baby after they, you know, whether they change them or whatever it may be. But again, oil on chapped hands and chapped lips would be asur according to the halakha on Shabbat.